Cambridge English Empower. A2 Listening Mid-Course Test. Part 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct picture. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. Where does the boy decide to go first?
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the flower market?
Sure, you're very close. It's just at the end of the road, on the right. It's opposite that famous restaurant, the one that serves everything with chocolate.
Sounds interesting. Maybe one day, but it's probably too expensive for me.
Well, their lunch menu is cheap, and the chocolate is much better than anything you can buy in the supermarket.
Thanks. I'll go there after getting the flowers.
Now listen again. Where does the boy decide to go first?
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the flower market?
Sure, you're very close. It's just at the end of the road, on the right. It's opposite that famous restaurant, the one that serves everything with chocolate.
Sounds interesting. Maybe one day, but it's probably too expensive for me.
Well, their lunch menu is cheap, and the chocolate is much better than anything you can buy in the supermarket.
Thanks. I'll go there after getting the flowers.
Question 2. What furniture do students need to take for their room?
Welcome to today's talk on student houses. I'd like to start with furniture. Now, the university gives you some furniture, but you may still want some things from home. Each room has a bed, a desk, and a chair, and there's also a bookcase. Each desk has its own lamp, so you don't need to take one with you. There are mirrors in the bathrooms, but not in the rooms, so you need to get one.
Now listen again. What furniture do students need to take for their room?
Welcome to today's talk on student houses. I'd like to start with furniture. Now, the university gives you some furniture, but you may still want some things from home. Each room has a bed, a desk, and a chair, and there's also a bookcase. Each desk has its own lamp, so you don't need to take one with you. There are mirrors in the bathrooms, but not in the rooms, so you need to get one.
Question 3. Which item is a good buy this week?
Welcome to the Gadget Show, where we tell you about the best buys on the market. Last week's smartphone was very popular, and lots of you told us that you've now got one. This week, there are some good prices for cameras. But you may want to wait before you buy one, as some people tell me that next week we'll have tablets. Just remember, you heard it here first.
Now listen again. Which item is a good buy this week?
Welcome to the Gadget Show, where we tell you about the best buys on the market. Last week's smartphone was very popular, And lots of you told us that you've now got one. This week, there are some good prices for cameras. But you may want to wait before you buy one, as some people tell me that next week we'll have tablets. Just remember, you heard it here first.
Question 4. Which map shows Mark's house?
Hi, Jenny. Mark here. It's great that you're coming to visit. Sorry I can't meet you, but my house is easy to find. When you come out of the metro station, go straight ahead to the cafe and turn left. Cross the bridge and then turn right. My house is on your right.
Now listen again. Which map shows Mark's house?
Hi, Jenny. Mark here. It's great that you're coming to visit. Sorry I can't meet you, but my house is easy to find. When you come out of the metro station, go straight ahead to the cafe and turn left. Cross the bridge and then turn right. My house is on your right.
Question 5. What does Jane decide to cook for their friends?
Jane, do you remember we've got friends coming for dinner tonight? So, what can we cook? Burgers?
We always do that. There are lots of other things we can make and serve with a healthy salad. Like my roast chicken dish, for example.
Can we get it ready before 7 o'clock? Or would fish be quicker?
I don't think Joe eats that. Don't worry. We've got lots of time to prepare.
Now listen again. What does Jane decide to cook for their friends?
Jane, do you remember we've got friends coming for dinner tonight? So, what can we cook? Burgers?
We always do that. There are lots of other things we can make and serve with a healthy salad. Like my roast chicken dish, for example.
Can we get it ready before 7 o'clock? Or would fish be quicker?
I don't think Joe eats that. Don't worry. We've got lots of time to prepare.
Now turn to part 2. Part 2. You will hear Lucy talking to James about her hometown. What does she like to do in each place? For each question, 6 to 10, write a letter, A to H, next to it. You will hear the conversation twice. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, James.
Tell me about your hometown. I'd like to visit.
Well, there's the main square.
Is it in the center?
Yes. I like to go there and have a coffee. The cafes make good espressos.
Sounds great. Then what?
Oh, near my apartment, there's a park.
That sounds lovely.
It is. I often go and hear concerts in the summer.
Great. But What about the famous stadium?
It's a really interesting building, actually. And you see famous people there. So I always take pictures.
I need to take my camera then.
And there's the sports centre. It's right near the station, so I often meet my friends there before we go out.
But isn't there also a concert hall?
Yes, that's right. Concerts are too expensive for me, but I often see films there.
Right.
Yes, and there's a theatre too. It's actually a good place to go for a meal in the evening.
That sounds great.
Now listen again.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, James.
Tell me about your hometown. I'd like to visit.
Well, there's the main square.
Is it in the center?
Yes. I like to go there and have a coffee. The cafes make good espressos.
Sounds great. Then what?
Oh, near my apartment, there's a park.
That sounds lovely.
It is. I often go and hear concerts in the summer.
Great. But what about the famous stadium?
It's a really interesting building, actually. And you see famous people there. So I always take pictures.
I need to take my camera then.
And there's the sports centre. It's right near the station, so I often meet my friends there before we go out.
But isn't there also a concert hall?
Yes, that's right. Concerts are too expensive for me, but I often see films there.
Right.
Yes, and there's a theatre too. It's actually a good place to go for a meal in the evening.
That sounds great.
Now turn to part three. Part three. You will hear two friends talking about a cookery program they have seen on TV. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear the conversation twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at part three.
Morning, Jerry. That new TV cookery show yesterday was good, wasn't it?
What, the one last night with the two teams?
Yeah, it was great.
I like the competition idea. The chefs make a meal with just a small bag of food, and they can't add different things or buy their own food to use.
Don't you think it was quite difficult?
Not really. But I thought it was wrong that they had very little time. I mean, they only had 20 minutes to prepare and finish everything.
But I liked the end of the show. The people watching in the TV studio could say which team was best.
That was good. But how could they know the food was nice? You need to try it and ask the chefs about the meal.
I agree. But it looked fine. What did you think about what the chefs won?
It was strange. All they got was a special plate. I'd prefer money or a ticket to a concert.
Now listen again.
Morning, Jerry. That new TV cookery show yesterday was good, wasn't it?
What, the one last night with the two teams?
Yeah, it was great.
I like the competition idea. The chefs make a meal with just a small bag of food, and they can't add different things or buy their own food to use.
Don't you think it was quite difficult?
Not really. But I thought it was wrong that they had very little time. I mean, they only had 20 minutes to prepare and finish everything.
But I liked the end of the show. The people watching in the TV studio could say which team was best.
That was good. But how could they know the food was nice? You need to try it and ask the chefs about the meal.
I agree. But it looked fine. What did you think about what the chefs won?
It was strange. All they got was a special plate. I'd prefer money or a ticket to a concert.
Now turn to part four. Part four. You will hear a radio announcement about a drawing competition. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. You will hear the announcement twice. You now have 20 seconds to look at part four.
This is Sunshine Radio. Now, one of the things we are asking all you young listeners to do is draw pictures for an international drawing competition. Let me tell you more. First, what's the idea behind the competition? Well, it's to make the world healthier by drawing pictures of food. If you win, people all over the world will see your drawing, not in a newspaper, but on a website. But the competition isn't open to just anyone. You need to be between 6 and 20 years old. They want young people from all around the world to enter, any nationality. So if you've got a friend in Japan or any other country, just give them the details. And the rules? Well, because the competition's about food and being healthy, drawings need to be about that. There are some ideas and more details for you to read in the information book, Time to Think. That's T-H-I-N-K, not D-R-I-N-K. You must also use the right paper. They don't want anything too big, like a newspaper. But you can use printer paper or a postcard, something small like that, which is also cheap to post. And finally, remember when the competition closes. It's already September, and your pictures need to get here by the end of October. November is too late, so be quick.
Now listen again.
This is Sunshine Radio. Now, one of the things we are asking all you young listeners to do is draw pictures for an international drawing competition. Let me tell you more. First, what's the idea behind the competition? Well, it's to make the world healthier by drawing pictures of food. If you win, people all over the world will see your drawing, not in a newspaper, but on a website. But the competition isn't open to just anyone. You need to be between 6 and 20 years old. They want young people from all around the world to enter. Any nationality. So, if you've got a friend in Japan or any other country, just give them the details. And the rules? Well, because the competition's about food and being healthy, drawings need to be about that. There are some ideas and more details for you to read in the information book, Time to Think. That's T-H-I-N-K, not D-R-I-N-K. You must also use the right paper. They don't want anything too big, like a newspaper. But you can use printer paper or a postcard, something small like that, which is also cheap to post. And finally, remember when the competition closes. It's already September, and your pictures need to get here by the end of October. November is too late, so be quick.
That is the end of the test.